Welcome back to the Basement Yard. I'm kind of excited for this episode because the wildest shit happened 2 days ago. Well, not the wildest shit. Like, I don't want to hype you up, but, like, some crazy shit happened. A UFO flew over Los Angeles, and, like, people got it on video, and it looks sick. All right? It looks awesome. Jenna Marbles' boyfriend, Julian, posted it on YouTube. If you want to watch the video, it's called Massive Blue UFO Over Los Angeles. Dude, this shit is crazy. It's like a thing of light, right? It looks like a star, like a big star, and it's kind of moving across the sky. And like there's a couple people in the tree like, what is that? You know, there's always one guy in these videos that's always asking the same question over again. What is that? But what is it? Dude, I don't fucking know. Shut up. But anyway, so it's moving across the sky, and then all of a sudden it starts emitting this blue light and like these force fields, it looks like. I can't even explain it because I don't even know what it is. I've never seen shit like this. You know what I mean? I'm not prepared. But it's like shooting out these like blue circles of light, and it looks insane. Like, it's wild. You got to watch it. I don't know if this is way cooler to me than it is to you, but this is wild shit happening in front of our faces. But anyway, so he posted this on YouTube. It's got 5.4 million views, and obviously other people in LA saw it, so they recorded it, and they threw it up on Twitter and social media. And then the government goes, we were shooting missiles. It's missile practice. It's not an alien. What? You're fucking lying. Dude, are you kidding me? I've played every Call of Duty that's ever come out. Zero missiles look like that. I know what missiles look like, dude. I play the game, okay? I've seen Saving Private Ryan. I've seen Fury. I know what missiles look like. They don't look like that. Not at all. Why are you lying to us? I don't understand. What's the point of that? Why don't they want us to know aliens? Like, I don't think aliens have ever hurt us. You know what I mean? I've never, like, there's never been, like, a crazy attack, you know? Where, like, a city burned to the ground because aliens were shooting at it. Like some Star Wars shit. That's never happened. So why are we keeping this a secret? Why are you keeping the aliens to yourself? I want to hang out with an alien. I think it's a UFO. I really do. I think it's aliens. If you're one of those people that's like, dude, aliens don't exist, you're a fucking idiot. Dude, do you know how big the galaxy and the universe is? Do you think we're the only things that are living? Wow. You're an idiot. Come on. The redneck guys were telling the truth. You know those redneck guys that like, they have like a crazy story. You ever see the History Channel where it's like a redneck? It's always a redneck guy who's got like a mustache and like a mullet. And you're like, dude, why is this guy even on TV? Then he goes, yeah, one night I went out there. You know, my horses were making a lot of noise. It was a ruckus. And I went out there and I seen a spaceship. And I just seen this ray of light. So I walk over to it and they sucked me up into the ship. And then before I knew it, it was on a table, and there were 8 aliens around me, all naked. And then one of them put their hand in my ass, and they were all studying me and touching me. It's like, dude, what? Aliens came and put a finger in your ass? Why? I always felt like that. Like, dude, why you? Why would they come to, like, the middle of Nebraska and take this guy and put a why the finger in the ass also? Why, like the probing thing? I don't get that at all. I think they're just putting a finger in people's asses just to, like, mess with them. That's what I think. I think aliens are hilarious. And they're, like, they're studying us, but they're also like, hey, let's just put a finger in this guy's ass and maybe he'll think that's part of the process, but it's not. Like, they're just fingering dudes for no reason. It's wild. But, dude, the redneck guys are telling the truth. The aliens are here. You know what I mean? And they're probing, which is terrifying, okay? So what's happening is that aliens are coming here, all right? They're going to get here. And they obviously don't care that we know that they're here anymore. You remember when UFO sightings were quick? They were like 5 seconds max, and the thing would disappear? This thing's like 2.5 minutes or 3 minutes that you see him. Now they don't even care. They're like, dude, fuck it. We're here. I don't care. I'm not going to hide, all right? We're here. You know what's going to happen now? They're going to probe everyone. Hide your fucking assholes. Because the aliens are probing us, all right? I'm duct taping my ass every day from here on out. Wake up in the morning, brush my teeth, get the duct tape my ass. Nothing's going in this ass. Not at all. So, yeah. the fuck's wrong with me, man? I really don't know. But yeah, the government, yeah, it's a missile. Yeah, I'm sure it is, you fucking idiots. Like, how dumb do they think we are? Oh, man. And the election, oh, God. Jeb Bush. Speaking of Jeb Bush, I saw this thing on Twitter. Dude, first of all, your name's Jeb, right? I mean, that's obviously not his real name. I looked up his real name. His name is John Ellis Bush. So that's the J-E-B, Jeb, which is just a dumb nickname. I'm sorry, man. Jeb, that's terrible. Anyway, so Huffington Post reporters, they asked him if he would be willing to kill the child who eventually grew up to orchestrate the Holocaust, which is fucking Hitler, if you couldn't figure that out, all right? And he goes, hell yeah, I would. You got to step up, man. What? First of all, why are we asking this guy those questions? Why are we asking him that? Like, hey, Jeb, forget about unemployment, gun control, fuck, marry, kill. Oprah, Barbara Walters, and Rihanna, go. Right? I'm surprised he answered that question, first of all, because there's no right answer to that question. Because if you say you're going to kill baby Hitler, then you're like, oh, what? You kill babies? And this guy's pro-abortion? And, you know, it's like a whole other thing. You know what I mean? But if you say, oh, no, I wouldn't do that, then you're like, what? You want the Holocaust to happen? You hate Jews? And it's a trap. Trap question. And you fell for it, Jeb. Next time you don't fucking answer, Jeb. Don't be stupid, Jeb. I don't know what it is, but this year, this election, I guess it's because of social media. I don't know if it's just progression and this is how things are going to be now, or if it's just dumb. I don't know. But it's just weird to see all these politicians on social media. Like, you saw, like, there's been back and forth between Donald Trump. I'm not even going to call him a politician. He's just a rich guy who, like, got bored and was like, hey, I'm going to try doing this now, you know? That's like me if I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be a painter now, and I just like bought a bunch of paint and was just like, oh, it's the same thing. Dude, you bought a campaign because you're rich, and that's it. That's all you did. Like, I can buy the paint. That doesn't mean I'm a painter. You could buy a campaign. It doesn't mean you're a politician or a candidate for that matter. Anyway, but on social media, you see the back and forth with all these people, and it's like, dude, what the... Like, you know what I mean? It's like Jeb and Hillary were, like, going back and forth. I think it was them, too. I don't really know anything about politics. I know that this looks ridiculous if you're not from this country. And you're like, what are all these politicians, like, going back and forth on social media for? It's like, dude, you're not running for class president. It's the president of the United States. Can you fucking get off Twitter and stop with the subtweets and hashtags? Jesus. Go pass a bill. And these are the people that we have sign our babies. I never got that shit either. Or anyone for that matter, especially politicians. Hey, sign my baby. Dude, it's a baby. Dude, oh my God. If you work for child services, that's an easy target. Oh, ma'am, you let fucking Obama sign your baby? Thank you. We'll take that baby. Why are you letting anyone sign your baby? Like, what is the thought process there? If anything, let the guy sign your stupid fucking head and leave the baby alone. Maybe the baby doesn't even like Obama, you know? Give him a chance. Let the baby read up on his policies and let him make a decision, okay? Just because you like Obama doesn't mean your baby likes Obama. So get the fucking signature off and write it across your dumb head, okay? Or anyone, really. Hey, sign my forehead. Why? I don't get it. I don't get it. Dude, I don't know how people sign up to be president. Like, in my mind, that would be one of the last things I would do. Like, why would you ever dream of running for president? I feel like everyone wants that job until they get it. And they're like, oh, God, this fucking sucks. It's 24/7. You're the president, right? Everyone's out to kill you. You know, there's a bunch of people who want you dead. You know, half of the country doesn't want you in there to begin with. They don't like you as the president. Everything you do is wrong to someone. And you can never stop being a president. You know what I mean? Like, you can go into work and you're a cashier, but that's only for until 5 o'clock. After 5 o'clock, you're not a cashier. You're just regular Joe, you know? Obama does not check out. He lives in the goddamn White House. He's under watch always. He's never not the president. He's always the president. That sucks. You can't have, like, a conversation. And then he went to the Bulls game, right? And people were like, dude, what's this guy doing at the Bulls game? Shouldn't you be, like, working and, like, passing law? Like, I'm, like, contradicting myself from what I said earlier. But I was just being funny. But seriously, when people get upset at Obama because he's doing, like, regular shit. Like, I remember he posted, like, someone posted a picture of him, like, playing basketball outside the White House. Like, oh, what is this guy doing? Yeah, dude, who's signing up to be president? Don't do that. You know? Just be like a senator or something. Or whatever. Or like go to Canada and do, what's that guy, Rob Ford. He like does a bunch of crack in whatever office he holds. Like do something like that. Something like, you know, you get some leeway. President, though, you can't do a goddamn thing. You do Saturday Night Live, that's fun. But other than that, it sucks. I wouldn't even be class president of like high school. I gotta organize the prom now? Like, dude, fuck you. Organize your own prom. Whatever, man. I don't know. Also, it was crazy that this morning in New York City, Penn Station, which is, if you don't know, it's like right next to MSG. It's tons of people coming in and out of there every morning. This morning, a gunman shot 3 people, I believe. He killed one and then hurt the other 2. And just, what's going on, man? So, yeah, the guy shot 3 people. 1 died. 2 of them, other ones got shot in, like, the leg and the neck. But Jesus Christ, in Penn Station, you know how many people could have got hurt then? It's packed in the mornings, man. Packed. And it happened during rush hour. Apparently, the guys were from the methadone clinic. It's, like, drug rehab. Dude, why do these people have guns? How did they get guns? How did they do that? Oh, my God. I don't know how it is, you know. I don't really know. But I know that in some places in the country, you can go into a Walmart and be like, let me get that gun right there. It looks pretty sick. And they give you a gun. That's wrong, no? I mean, I don't know anything about gun control. I don't know. I really don't know anything. Don't go crazy in the comments. But I do know that you shouldn't be able to buy a gun in the same place that you buy a fucking pair of jeans for $4. I know that, okay? That's all I know. We have the right to bear arms. I know we have the right to bear arms, but if we haven't exercised that right correctly yet, then maybe we should, you know, think about something, you know, a little change. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I know that what's happening now doesn't work. I forgot who, but someone was like, with these school shootings, right? Which are terrible. But some fucking politician goes, hey, you know what could stop school shootings? If we arm the teachers. What? Are you fucking crazy? You want to give guns to these teachers? Dude, no fucking way. You know how many of my teachers would have shot me dead? 3 off the top of my head. I'm not even thinking hard. 3 I would have known would have shot me. 3 would have shot me. Not to mention that there was a story that came out the other day that a kid, like, beat the shit out of his teacher. These kids are insane. Animals. You punch an old teacher in the face, you're crazy. Now imagine that teacher had a gun. The kid punches you in the face. Now that guy shoots the kid because his life is in danger or, you know, whatever. And now we're in a whole new thing. Now a kid gets shot in school. Now school's not safe. The streets aren't safe. School's not safe. Where the fuck is safe? Nowhere. Arm the teachers. That's probably the worst idea ever. Dude, not to mention, a teacher is not... So what does that mean? That teachers need to go to shooting practice? That's part of the job description now? Yeah, here's your textbook. And, you know, make sure you get 5 hours in a week at the gun range. So you know if a student acts out or if a guy runs in here with a gun, you could just shoot him through the chest. Dude, what? That was the dumbest idea. Whoever said that, God, I hope you never, ever get to make a decision, ever, about anything. I don't even care. I hope someone gets to pick out what you wear every day. I don't even make that decision. Arm the teachers. That guy should be punched right in the neck. Punch him in the neck and just be through with it. But seriously, dude, if we have the right to bear arms, yes, I know, do not kill me. But what I'm saying is the wrong people are getting guns. I don't know how, but I know the answer isn't, hey, let's just give everyone guns and have gunfights. If the wrong people have guns, they're going to shoot people. You know what I mean? Giving other people guns isn't going to help that. People are going to die. You know what we should do? We should eliminate guns altogether and give everyone swords. That's what we should do. That's the answer. I should run for president, man. Everyone get rid of every gun ever, right? No guns at all. No one has guns. Everyone has a sword. And you just get good. If you want to be a cop, you got to be like a master swordsman. You know what I mean? You got to be like Zorro. So like Zorro would be a cop. And like, you're going to pick a fight with Zorro with a sword? Dude, you're not going to win. He's Zorro. But that's what should happen. Everyone should get swords. And if you want to kill someone, you got to earn it. You know, it's going to be a fight to the death. It's going to be fair. That's the answer. Sword fighting. But yeah, I don't know. Let's talk about something else, man. I don't know. I've recently become obsessed with Snapchat because of these like filters they got. God, what a good idea. Because Snapchat was getting old. You're like, oh, I could just take pictures and draw on them. Like, this is fun, but not really. It's starting to fall off. And all of a sudden they throw these filters at you that you could like turn yourself into a werewolf. You're throwing up rainbows. You're a skeleton. It's wild. Dude, if you don't have Snapchat, get it. All right? Because you're missing out. It's the funniest thing in the world. I spend like 2 hours a day just staring at myself with these filters and just laughing. I swear, I'm not even kidding. With these filters, I just look. There's like 8 of them. Like 8 new ones every day. And I'm like a skeleton one day. I'm laughing my ass off at it. It's so funny. If you have a Snapchat, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't have a Snapchat, download that shit. Also, if you want to follow me on Snapchat, it's my name. It's Joe Santagato. So you can follow me on that. What a plug. What a fucking plug that was, huh? I hate myself, man. I hate people who do that. I do it so much, too. It's part of the game. It's part of it. I have to. You gotta follow me. What a weird thing. That's the complete opposite of what our parents taught us when we were younger. Don't talk to strangers. Dude, I'm talking to strangers every fucking day on this computer. Every day. I don't know who they are. I'm looking at strangers on Snapchat. They're looking at me. It's the fucking weirdest thing when you back up and think about it. And now I'm begging people to follow me. What? Who am I? Dude, follow me? And not just follow me here. Follow me in 4 of the places too. Follow me on fucking Instagram. Stare at my pictures. Follow me on Twitter. Listen to what I have to say. Follow me on fucking SoundCloud. Listen to what I have to say also. Dude, what am I doing? This is such a weird thing. But I like doing it though. I like talking to people. I like when people agree with my opinions. I like when they disagree with them as well. As long as they have a good argument. Because I hate people just like, dude, no, you're gay. I'm like, what? Why? Like, I like when people have, like, an argument. You know what I mean? I'm like, hey, I don't know. Blue's the best color ever. And someone goes, no, it's red because blah, blah, blah. But, like, there's other people who are just like, no, you're gay. I'm like, what? You're a fag. Why? My favorite color is blue? My favorite color is black, though. I don't know, like. I don't like telling people that because they think I'm mad emo if I tell them that. It's like, oh, my favorite color is black. And they're like, all right, fucking sicko, relax. Because I remember growing up, all the emo kids, their favorite color was black. That was such a weird phase that people went through. You remember MySpace? People listening to this like, oh, shit, why do you have to bring this up? But you remember on MySpace when everyone had like a phase where they were like a emo, they were into like screamo music or whatever? Or maybe you were like one of those people that dressed really hardcore, but you, like, really liked Fall Out Boy for some reason, or, like, Avril Lavigne. Like, you had, like, eyeliner and, like, fishnet, like, gloves for, like, cut-off gloves that were fishnet. Like, why the hell are you wearing that? or like chains all over your pants. It's like, what? And you were like, what's that called? Scene? It was like a scene phase or something. And like you would dye your hair bleach blonde and just, I don't know. I don't know if you're going to get this or you can relate, but I remember a certain pose that these girls had. They would, I mean, it was always like the camera in the mirror with the flash and you didn't see like anything except like, you know, their half of their leg. But I remember these emo girls used to post pictures like with, I'm trying to explain this, their palm facing up and they're like flexing all their fingers. Like they're holding something, but they're not really holding something. Like what the hell was that? I don't know what that was. Oh man, it was so weird. I went through like a ghetto phase. I was never like a scene kid. Like my oldest brother and my sister, they liked like that punk rock music, which I liked too because they played it all the time. But I was super ghetto in like middle school. I wore big ass shirts that like would not fit me now if I would put them on. Like nothing with a letter or a picture on them. It was always just like plain shirts. I had one pair of Jordans that like I loved. Like I was on a basketball team and I asked my dad to buy me Jordans. They're like, they were $150 at the time. He's like, you want these for basketball sneakers? And I'm like, yeah. So he gets them for me, right? And then the first game after I get them, I'm not wearing them at the game. And he's like, why aren't you wearing the new shoes that I just bought you for $150? And I was like, oh, I don't want to mess them up. He fucking looked at me like he wanted to punch me in the face, which he should have, but he didn't. He was like, they're basketball sneakers. I'm like, Dad, you don't get it. Because you're not cool. But yeah. I used to just wear them to school and try not to crease them. Dude, I was, oh God. I cared about those sneakers more than I cared about my own well-being. I was like, dude, fuck it. I don't have to eat for 3 days, but as long as these are clean. How dumb is that? Looking back, that's so fucking dumb. Oh, man. But yeah, the emo kids, man, they were scary people. I remember, I'm just generalizing. It's so funny. But these kids, like, you would walk by them and they'd, like, bark at you and shit. No, but I really think there was, like, at least one in every school. Like, there was one, like, emo kid or scene, whatever the fuck you want to call them. But they would, like, bark at you or, like, they'd make weird noises. And you're like, dude, what is wrong with this kid? You know? Bark at you. Oh, my God. I'm losing it. I was never, like, a bully either. I don't want people to think that I was, like, bullying kids in the stuffing people in lockers. Not that I could anyway. I was tiny. Like, I'm not even that. I'm 5'10". I weigh 175 pounds. But when I was younger, dude, I was tiny. I was short and skinny as hell. I was not bullying anyone even if I wanted to. But, yeah, I was not about that shit. But it was just funny that these are people that you notice in the halls. Like, those weird kids. I remember in middle school, there was this one kid who, if you talked badly about Star Wars, he would freak out. I'm dead serious. Like, freak out. Like, he'd try to fight you. Like, scream, and, like, his face would turn red. If you, like, just went up to him, like, yo, fuck Jar Jar Binks, he'd be like, what? He would freak out and try to kill you. Middle school was great. It was very diverse. I live in Queens, so it's very diverse. You see everything. You know? There's Indian people, Asian people. There's black people, Spanish people, a bunch of white people. It's great. I actually, you know, the only thing I wasn't exposed to growing up was Jews, Jewish people. Never saw, I don't know any Jews. The only Jewish people that I know, is that a bad thing to say Jews, by the way? I don't know if that's derogatory. If it is, I'm sorry, but I'm not trying to offend anyone, but they are Jewish. But anyway, so when I worked at Elite Daily, that's when I met my first Jewish people, because I don't know any Jewish people. Those are the only ones that I knew. There was a bunch of Jews that worked there. But yeah, there was none in my growing up, none in my elementary school or middle school or high school, because I went to a Catholic high school. That would be very weird if there was a Jewish kid in the Catholic high school. Oh, man. But yeah, Speaking of high school, I missed my high school reunion. It was a couple of days ago. It was on Saturday, I believe. Yeah, I missed it. I didn't miss it on purpose. I just, like, didn't really know it was happening. So I didn't go. And then some kid that that I'm still friends with hit me up, and he's like, "Oh, you're too Hollywood for whatever." And I was like, "Come on." But he was kidding. But yeah, I didn't go there. I didn't really have, like, a ton of real friends in high school. Like, I don't want to make it seem like I was a loner. Like, I was on the football team and I had a bunch of friends, but I just didn't really, like, hang out with them that much. Like, I don't think I went to any parties in high school besides, like, a few my senior year. Like, I never did any of that shit. But, like, I was cool with them in school. They all lived in different neighborhoods. I wasn't, like, driving, so I couldn't, like, really get there. And I wasn't going to ask my mom to drive me because she would have laughed in my face. And I wasn't about to get on the bus so I could drink Keystone Lights in the park. Keith, are you coming down the stairs? All right, I'm hearing shit. There's ghosts in here, man. The aliens are here. I thought I heard someone coming down the stairs. Fucking aliens are here. Oh, God, we're dead. I'm dying. I'm going to die. Anyway, so that's all. That's all I got. That's all I got for you guys, all right? So if you like the podcast, subscribe. Show your friends. Show your mom. Show your friends, mom. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, it's @JoeSantagato. As always, thanks for listening, motherfuckers.